What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite podcast host, Brandon motherfucking Lynette. Guess what, ho? I did something super scary today. Okay. I don't just talk about it. Okay, bitch. I'm here to be about it. I went live on TikTok. It was fucking terrifying. Okay. Last time I went live, I got put in TikTok jail. That was like a year ago. I'm pretty sure it's been a long time, but I was traumatized. It was already intimidating. Like, it's weird. Shit comes up on the screen all crazy, and I know nothing there. I just knew, like, you press the live and then you just say go live. And that's all I did. And then a bunch of shit was happening, and I just got overwhelmed. So I just like did the cross eye thing in the camera, like in the camera, not where I could see myself, but I did it. It was scary. And I realized that I don't want fear to hold me back because really, what am I afraid of? Okay. Just because it's new, it's not that big a deal, right? You know, it's intimidating, but so am I, right? No, I'm not intimidating. That was a joke. I did just record the Two Truths and a Lie podcast, and I fucked up because I did two lies and a truth. And I'm sure people are going to catch it. And so I'm a little embarrassed. I thought I would confess that here. Okay. And I didn't delete and re-record. I was like, fuck it. It's a one and done. I'm going to let people see that shit's messy. What is it? My third podcast. It's fine. Anybody complains, they can talk to my boss, and I'm not too worried about it. But that's all. I did something scary. So yesterday's podcast was like speaking to myself, just like today's podcast is going to be speaking to myself because I know what it's like out there. I know what it's like. I know the struggle. I know it's hard, okay? That's all. It's hard out there. And the worst part is like maybe it's not even fear that's stopping you, truly. Because I know something that I struggle with is like I just don't have I'm just not feeling ambitious about life. There's a lot of reasons this happens to me. It could be the season of my life, like, you know, when I have a baby up to like a 2 or 3 year old. It's hard to be ambitious because this kid is literally sucking the life out of you. Like that's happening. So you're not feeling ambitious. But if you know you're in a season of your life where you should have that drive, you should have ambition, I mean, that's a critical component for your success. Part of that is striving every day to, you know, step into your potential power, your skill. To master your circumstances, a person needs a lot of drive and ambition to keep working when life is hard or, you know, it's not going as expected. People with no drive, they think life is boring and they need to be intoxicated 24 hours a day. Okay. Everything's boring unless they're fucked up. Everything's boring unless, you know, there's drama or everything's just fucking boring and they're depressed. They're easily discouraged by obstacles. They give up easily because they see little point in life struggles. Pride literally destroying themselves by using drugs and alcohol, or they're just watching TV or playing video games and they never accomplish anything of value in their lives. And I get that I'm talking about a very extreme case, but anybody can fall into this 100%. The truth is, we all tend to lose motivation from time to time. So let's talk about how we regain it. How do you increase your drive? You have to cultivate a growth mindset. It's going to be your mindset that you need to believe you can grow over time with effort and practice. People with a fixed mindset, like they think they're stuck and they have all these limitations and they're unable and unwilling to grow and change through hard work or practice. It's too hard. They have set their limits. I can't do that. I've never been able to do that. Are you setting limits on yourself? If you want to stop, cultivate your growth mindset, read books and articles about successful people, listen to the Listen Bitch podcast, get the fuck over yourself. Who needs to hear that today? Someone does, because I've said it like 4 times in my head, like, get the fuck over yourself. I said it to myself, so I know I need to hear it, but who's with me? Like, just get the fuck over yourself. You got to practice thinking positively. And I feel like that's tomorrow's podcast. We're going to focus on like positive thinking because I know I've got a lot of shit in my head that has just it's like it came back, right? I feel like, man, I got rid of these thoughts and now they're kind of creeping back in, but that's because I'm in a new season. I'm on a different level and my body's uncomfortable. So it's trying to go back to that comfort zone of like when I treated myself like I was a loser. Literally, you guys, we're our own worst enemies. Nobody fucks you up more than you fuck yourself up. I promise you that. You got to think positive, change your perspective, right? We are empowered fucking people. We are empowered and we're taking massive responsibility for ourselves. So guess what? We don't make mistakes. We make lessons. That's what it is. It's a lesson. That's how you grow. I literally told my kid today, she's getting mad. My other daughter. Okay. If you guys saw my Facebook Live today, you saw my 5-year-old have a little meltdown because I wouldn't do her work for her. Like, I'd already walked away twice from her. And finally I was like, I'm just going to go get ready. She can just, you know, freak out or whatever. She just didn't want to do her work. And my other daughter freaks out when she makes a mistake. And she's like, I just can't do it because I can't get it perfect. And I'm like, babe, messing up is how you learn. You've got to mess up. I don't care if it's failing a test or, you know, failing on a project. I don't care. It's just a lesson. Messing up is how we learn. Or how else do we learn? We don't. We have to go fuck up, or we don't really know. We have to experience this for ourselves. Someone else's life experience and mistakes may not be yours. Mindset's going to help you boost your motivation because it's going to remind you that you can improve over time through that little bit of effort. And I'm not saying every day go 100. We're not 0 to 60 up in this bitch, okay? One little goal at a time. That's it. Just move the needle a little bit every day. And yeah, if you wake up, bitch, because sometimes that happens. If you wake up and you're like, I felt someone staring or listening. It's very weird. And now I lost my train of thought, bitch. Literally, I could feel my husband in the kitchen. So it was so weird. I don't know what just happened, but it totally fucked up my train of thought and whatever I was talking about, bitch. And you know, I don't edit this shit. So I don't even know what to say, but I know that we set our own limitations and we can improve this if we change our mindset, if we foster a growing mindset, move the needle a little bit every day. Okay. And then we want to avoid procrastination. Literally, that's the major cause of low motivation and lack of success. I'm going to say that again a little slower because I know some of us are thick-headed. I know I am. Procrastination is a major cause of low motivation and lack of success for most people. 100%. And I'm guilty of this. That's why this is here, because that was my problem today. I definitely was not in the best mood today. I was a little bit snappy and just kind of unmotivated. I'm like, blah, everything's blah. I was just doing blah. And that's because I did not do what I needed to do and jump my ass out of bed the minute I woke up. Nope. I laid there. I cuddled my kid. I cuddled my cats. I got on and scrolled social media. I texted my husband. I was just fucking around. Procrastinated. So I didn't get everything done that I wanted to do at a certain time of the day that I want to have it done. That fucks me up. And then I feel like the whole day is wasted, but it wasn't. I still fucking went to the Y, took the kids swimming. And then my husband and I slayed another workout and I made dinner and we did all the things, and I'm doing all the things, but I just am not having a great time doing it. And then, you know, what's weighing on me is knowing I didn't do that today and then putting pressure on myself in the morning. Like, bitch, come on, you know what makes you happy. But man, it's hard to get out of bed when everybody's so snuggly. And he's like, leave the baby. I did today. I left her finally and came downstairs and she woke up right after me and was like right on my heels, but still not at the time it should have been. Okay. And we all have tasks we put off because we dread doing them. Like crawling out of bed, it's dreadful. I would rather just snuggle my babies and my cats all day long. But procrastination, it's self-destructive, okay? It robs us of that opportunity to achieve our goals. How much more powerful would I have felt today? And I'd be pumped up if I went and nailed everything this morning that I wanted to do, if I just did it. So try this tonight, okay? Write down the tasks that you want to complete and rank them from most important to least important. And then you just tackle the highest priority task and complete it before you move on to the next one, until all the high priority ones are done for the day. And this, I say this all the time, bitch, if you have trouble getting started, set the timer, do a 10-minute timer and use that time to get started on the highest, like the most important thing of your day. Set the timer and then move on to the next activity once you complete it. When you feel productive throughout the day, you feel more motivated, you feel less stressed, and it's you accomplish goals with ease, 100%. Like you kind of are just in a flow state of being. You choose your vibration, and your first steps in the morning set the tone for that. Absolutely. Do I think you can switch it midday? Oh, hell yeah. Of course. If you think of motivation as a feeling, you might even be able to trick yourself into behaving a way that will boost your motivation 100%. So it's like trick yourself into thinking that you're motivated. We all connect it to a feeling. That's why it's so fleeting, because it's not real. It may seem counterintuitive to create it artificially. Like, go dress up in something that makes you feel confident. Listen to motivational music before a big meeting. You know, I always tell myself, like, when I really need to get pumped up for a podcast, like, or if I'm going to do a live video, I have to like do my music that I play when I'm going on stage to speak at an event, right? Like play your coming out music and like pump yourself up and then get out there and pretend you're on stage. I haven't done it. It sounds good though. I feel like if I ever do struggle to go live or I need to step out of my comfort zone and really deliver a message, absolutely, that's what the fuck I would do. Cause I will be pumped up. It just changes everything. I carry myself different. I behave. Bitch, if I know I'm on stage, you know I'm acting different. Okay. I'm not all slouched over. I have a baseball hat on right now, no makeup. I would have my shoulders back, chest out. I'd be showing you guys what it's all about. I'd be killing it. My confidence would look so much different. Okay. Right now, literally, knees up to my chest. I'm slouched in the biggest fucking hoodie I have, and I'm just chilling. I would not do that if I was on stage. Think of counter arguments for why you're struggling with motivation. You're right now, you're focused on why you can't do something instead of all the reasons how and why you can succeed at the task. Okay. Maybe, you know, I say that my husband and I got to work out at the gym and you're cringing. She's like, fuck, I don't want to work out. I'm not motivated to exercise. So you're feeling unmotivated. That's okay. Maybe you should tell yourself that, you know, reframe the situation, because you're like, I don't have the energy. I don't see any point in working out. This isn't fun. Think about why you should, even though you're not feeling good. Okay. You love the way exercise makes you think. You see positive results from working out. You start to feel different. You reframe that. Okay. And I tell you guys to do this in your journal. If you have a thought that's not serving you, write it down. It's not about like, I'm too tired to go to the gym. It's about what's the point of going to the gym. I don't ever feel like working out. I have a love hate, but now like I'm changing the story in my mind. I've told myself like, look, this body had 60 sections fed kids for a lot of years. Okay. Like 13 years of my life, my body's done a lot. And this is the way I could show gratitude, like to pay my body back for everything it's done. I can make its job a little easier because I could get stronger. I can get healthier. That's why I'm losing weight and I'm looking amazing. You guys, I don't even throw up when I see a little glimmer of a reflection in the gym mirror. 6 months ago, I would have been like, who the fuck, you stupid fat ass hoe. I would have been pissed, like angry. And I wasn't even like out of control. Okay. I've been out of control before, but no, I'm really looking good. And so I want to support that with strength. I want to be able to, you know, knock someone's block up if I have to. You know, I started a podcast that's going to rally some people. I got some messages of people that are not a fan of my Two Truths and a Lie podcast. And I got a message from one of my favorite friends and biggest supporter, not a fan, but understood the conversation. And we actually had an adult conversation. Other people, not so open. And that's okay. I lost followers, you guys. And I want to tell you, I told my husband today, that feels good. It feels good to lose people because you stand for something. And it's like weeding out my energy circle 100%. If you're not with me, you're against me, and I'd rather you leave. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Before, how would I have frame the negative thinking. I would have been scared. I would have been like, oh my gosh, I have to rein it in. I can't do this. This was a mistake. And I have a natural instinct this morning. The first message I got, I have a natural instinct of like, oh, that hurts. This doesn't feel good. I should stop the podcast because I don't want to lose more people. And thinking about how bad it's going to be, I'm never going to sell the books. I'm never going to be able to monetize the podcast. I'm never going to be able to, you know, get my voice out on a bigger platform. All the things come flooding in. But the fact that it was uncomfortable got me a little excited. I changed the story. I changed the story to say, you know, being uncomfortable, it means a new level of growth is coming. And I know everything I'm after, that vibration is mine. I declare it. I own it. I take it. This is going to work out for me better than anything I could have ever imagined because I'm speaking my truth. Nothing more important in the world than for you to speak your truth 100%, even if people don't agree. And I guarantee that a lot of people on social media are not going to agree with me because the people that stand with me probably don't waste their time on fucking Facebook. Okay. I know my husband doesn't. He's like, fuck that shit. And I guarantee if it wasn't bringing in any sort of income, it would not be in my life either. Absolutely not. So I get it. Anyway, I digress. Reframe the situation, thinking about why you should do the things, okay? Thinking about how it's going to serve you, whatever thought you get stuck on. Rewrite the story, okay? Most of us struggle to maintain a high level of these attributes. Like, we just don't have high levels of drive and ambition. But if we can cultivate the growth mindset, if we can avoid the procrastination, and we could trick ourselves into being motivated, and if we think about those counter arguments for your lack of motivation, it's going to increase your productivity. And this is how you actually bring your dreams to life. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, bitch, but it beats what the fuck you're doing now. I guarantee it. So get outside your comfort zone, find the drive, declare your ambition, and figure your shit out. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group so you get your little journal questions, journal prompts. And make sure you're following me on TikTok so you can figure you'll have a sneak peek into what the podcasts are about. And then I think that's it, bitch. If you haven't picked up my books, do that too. I'll see you tomorrow.